This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. You must not mistake anything said to be the truth, because any reference to the law, whether specific or in general, is often intentionally incorrect, because as I stated at the outset in my very first sentence, this is all a joke. If you had just paid attention earlier, this disclaimer would already be over, but I could tell you were only half listening. So here it is one more time. This show is a joke. Now please return to your naturally dull state of mind and enjoy the Office of the General Counsel. Good, we're starting. I wasn't sure, but sometimes I have trouble how many times I'm supposed to. Two, one, how long is that second supposed to be? I'm not sure.
A second.
Just a second? A standard second.
The standard time equivalent of a second.
Okay,
yes.
1 second equals 1 second on the show. Great. Okay, welcome everybody to the Office of General Counsel. I am Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. No, my name's Ed Coleman, and that's what you can call me, Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. I'm joined, as always, by Ken Lucas, our producer. How are you, Ken?
Fine.
You look well. You look really well. You look chipper. And guys, I am feeling super chill and super relaxed because I have an announcement to make. I did it. I read my contract, everybody. The sword of Damocles that's been hanging over my head ever since this show started it's been lifted. I definitely mixed metaphors somewhere there, but that's okay. Because it's okay. Everything's just loose. I feel like I've reached a state of zen that I have not experienced before in my life, not before now. And I feel a connection to the universe. That's the truth, in like a very spiritual way. I feel connected to the universe in a new way since I read my contract.
Seem nicer.
Do I? Thank you. I'm trying to smile more.
We'll see.
Part of the contract, it says on every few pages, it says, smile more. And you just start to, like, you get used to it. You just start to smile more often. And when you haven't smiled in a while, you suddenly think, ooh, smile more. That's what the contract tells you to do. So I'm smiling more. I'm giving people eye contact more often. Lots of hugs.
You got all your keys.
I did get keys. Yes, I got a new set of keys. The executive eatery, by the way. Everybody, what you should do, you guys should all make a life goal. Get a job at Unwinnable. Become an executive at Unwinnable. Unwinnable. And then get so high of an executive status that you get into this executive eatery. You will not be disappointed.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Some people who've worked here for a long time, the last thing they want to do before they die, it's in their will, or, you know, if they have like a, what do you call it, living will for when you get, you know, you're really fucked up in the hospital and you're like, you're on your way out. So they say, take me to the executive eatery one last time, wheel them in there, feed them, pull the plug. But guys, the contract is actually
convicts too sometimes.
It's like a special dispensation. Yeah, like that, you know, they apply to the governor and they ask
last
for
meal.
Yeah. We'll get to that some other time when we have somebody from that staff come in, but guys, the contract is actually really good. I would share it with you if I was allowed. I can't really give out many details, but it is a really good read. You know, there were like twists and turns, surprises. I think there's a few loopholes in there, and we'll see if we can poke holes in it, because that's always the most fun part about any contract is finding the loopholes in it and exploiting them. Even when you don't even have a reason to. Just because you can. That's why you do it. Lawyers.
Typical.
Yeah, indeed. There's actually even like an epic poem just like buried in the contract halfway through. It's about suffering and the human condition. It's just kind of like wedged in there in the middle. It's good. So, a lot of things going on. Ooh, I'm most excited about. Now that I've read my contract, I have access to the Unwinnable Archives, which I did not know existed before now, and they are in a sub sub-level of this building. It's like below bedrock. There are, the contract does explicitly state that there are everywhere. You know, my problem is I'm just too open. I'm just like a really,
Stu's
I like to,
listening.
I know, but, oh, okay. So listen, I read the contract. So that was the first thing I had to do. Second thing.
It was comfortable.
Comfortable?
What was the last thing you remember?
They injected me with whatever that was. They
Do you remember
refused
me
to tell
and
me.
Ted saying goodbye?
I remember Ted. I remember you and like a dinosaur that may or may not have been Ted. I don't know. And then you guys left the room. Yeah. And I was like, oh, Ken's with the dinosaur. That's weird. And then like I passed out. And then woke up a bunch of times. Actually, we have some recording from during while I was reading the contract. Do you want? Let me just play the audio real quick.
You have audio?
Yeah, I recorded audio of it just so I could remember it. So here's a little audio of what was happening. So that was like around the seventh hour or so.
It's a bit unsettling.
Yeah, but that really helped like focus through the like those ruins, the runes section were so difficult.
Runes. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so difficult to get through, but that's
my favorite really, part.
Yeah, you're more visual based. I'm more I'm the written word.
Yeah.
You know, so I like the word puzzles where like it had a list of it was like attorney and you had to find the word attorney inside the jumble
sure,
of words.
In the braille.
Know? Yeah. It was so it kept you busy. It really tested every aspect of my mind and body. I lost 3 pounds while I was reading it, so that's nice. You know, I'm a man of a certain age. And
you'll make up for it.
You get muffin tops. Oh, I definitely will. I fill those muffin tops with more muffins, that's for sure. So, yeah, it wasn't as big a deal as I thought it was. In retrospect, I'm really sorry that that sinkhole ate that recording studio that was doing the audio version. Some people, they were never found still. Here's an update. Oh, you know what? I should update on the situation with the studio that was devoured by the earth. Still no sign of any of those people that were inside of it.
Terrible.
So, anyway, so I read the contract. That's great. Number two, Ken, do you see a bar anywhere in this room?
No. But I see a drink.
I was told there cannot be a bar in the office.
Oh.
And,
interesting.
Let me tell you something.
What's in your water bottle?
Let me refer you back a couple episodes ago. We heard the sound of like a weird door opening.
Yeah.
And we kind of realized there might be secret doors in here.
Trap door.
And then there was the one episode where Stu just appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he also made a comment about a secret door.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. The contract helped me find some things. That's all I'll say. That secret's pretty safe, right? Nobody's going to figure out what I'm talking about. But there's no bar. You can't see a bar.
We just recorded it, so I don't know how safe it is.
Perfect. Also, we were told by Standards and Practices to have more listeners. We had 7. Ken, I'm pleased to announce we have 9. Guys, we've gotten more listeners.
Well, you have to have more listeners.
And so let's crack the double digits, everybody. Spread the word. Okay. So, Ken, is there any news from you? What you've been up to? Anything crazy going on over there?
Just hanging out.
Hanging out?
Went to the executive office party for Halloween.
Oh. What did you go as?
I don't know if I want to share it with you.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
I went as a stalker.
Oh. Did you hire somebody to like be the person that you're stalking and just kind of follow them around the whole party?
No, I just, you know, followed a bunch of people around.
Oh.
Creepily.
Right, okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Stole some food. Drank some booze.
Yeah, that sounds like you at a party, frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
There's some good costumes, though, and bobbing for apples.
Oh, yeah. Always.
You know, candy corn.
Yeah.
Fireworks. It's cool. Dancing.
Now, what I heard, though, is that there's usually some issues with bobbing for apples at the Unwinnable parties. I've just been told that the liquid is a little bit more viscous that's in the pool. It kind of you know, glops on people and a little uncomfortable.
A little slimy, maybe a little like gelatinous.
Some people have, yeah. Some people can't quite get
tastes
it all
good,
off.
Tastes good, though.
Tastes good.
Yeah.
It can. I'm not sure if anything in this building is edible. If there's one thing I've learned while working at Unwinnable, really don't put anything in your mouth that you find in here.
You might have to go back and read the fine print.
Contract. You know what I would recommend? Really look over those footnotes. There's actually a page where every single word on the page has a footnote, and the footnotes get gradually smaller in font until you realize you have a splitting headache because you're trying to read so much. And that's like right at the end. I think Stu's trying to really grind you down and like really beat on you and really put you, you know, it's psychological.
Whatever you say.
It feels good, though, when it's over. You know, really, I swear to God, you're just loosey-goosey. Let's see. What else was I going to mention? This is some bad news from the contract, though. So you know how the pneumatic tubes will shoot some documents up here, and I usually just take them out and sign them and send them back up? I'm supposed to read those before signing, and I haven't been doing that much. So I'm going to start. But I've, you know, not when the show is going on, obviously. I'm not going to bother because it's inappropriate. I can't sit here for 20 minutes and read, you know, paper while you guys are listening.
Did you Rico?
Nope. And that's, that got us out of a lot of hot water.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's so far so good. I've explained to the court, nobody Rico'd. So I think we're fine. But, you know. In the future, when I'm not doing the show, I will be reading the stuff that comes up the pneumatic tubes before I put my signature on them, because there's apparently, you know, that's my job. I'm also trying to get liability insurance for Unwinnable, and that is not an easy process. We have quite a few hazards here that I think are just like Snake Alley. I don't even know what purpose that serves.
Well, it's just how you word it. Reptile Conservation Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, people call it Snake Alley for a reason, Ken. You have to run, you have to move quick. If you see anything slither on the floor, you better book it.
It's just like a, you know, fun name we have for it here.
We also had we talked about it before, the carnivorous plant that's in that one atrium. That thing's a fucking disaster. Waiting to happen, or happen again. You know, Disney's not the only one who has people... losing their children to tours.
We're housing a rare plant.
Yeah. Oh, listen, we get a lot of tourists to come look at it. I'm just saying, they're not all satisfied with the experience. A lot of insurance money there. Let's see. We also have black lung in the coal room. All the people working down there, constantly fucking getting black lung. A shocking number of fingers are lost in the kitchen. Statistically, it must be on purpose, but insurance liability is like disgusting.
Just sweep this under the carpet.
I'm just saying, it's not fine. It's not easy finding an insurer for Unwinnable.
Yeah, you get creative. It's not even my department, though. I'm just a producer.
Listen, you're doing a great job. We're all doing a great job here. We're all having fun. So let's. Our guest today is going to be somebody from statistics and testing. Because I've got to try to get this fucking board of directors seat. And there's rumors that the search is getting really serious. So I've got to fucking make it happen. So I got to talk to these guys, see what I got to do. So we're having somebody come in from there. Great. Yeah. Guys, this is like a new day. I feel like this is the true beginning of Office of the General. If you've listened to the first several, just... delete them, get them off your computer. No looking back. Upward and onward. And I'm so glad that you're a part of this journey. Ken is my best friend in the whole world. And together we're really going to make dreams come true.
This show is a snooze fest.
Okay, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Listen to whatever this advertisement is. We'll be right back. Ken's Showcase Showdown.
That's right. Come on down to Ken's Showcase Showdown, where we have the finest prizes won from television game shows.
I'll take what's behind door number two.
You've won a package of Lipton soup. Lipton's French onion soup goes great in meatloaf.
Woo!
You've also won a Raymond and Haymaker tweed couch. Folds out into a comfortable futon.
Yes!
Wait, that's not all. You know what else you get?
No.
You won an orange Karasaki jet ski. You'll be skiing all over the coast of Florida in this wonderful, powerful 10-horsepower jet ski.
I'm landlocked. That's Ken's Showcase Showdown. Everybody's a winner at Ken's Showcase Showdown. Okay, buddy, welcome back to the show. That was good. Whatever that was, I'm sure that's a fun place to do your business. So, welcome to the show, Trant?
Yeah.
Trant Silvio. Thanks for coming, Trant. Standard spelling on Trant, I assume?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hi, Trant.
Hey, how you doing, Ken? I need a sweet and sour chicken combo. I need an extra egg roll.
Okay, hold on.
And
I'll take an egg drop soup.
Okay, well, you just ate. Okay, okay.
Let me get a Pepsi with that, too. Pepsi.
Can I get an order of fried wontons?
Fried wontons. I guess I should appreciate you getting it out of the way.
That's why you're here.
Better now than at the end of the episode, I always say. So, okay, so we've gotten that out of the way, and I'll... Hold on, let me just...
Wait till the R&D secretary brings up the order.
Yeah, hold on a second. Thump. Okay. The order is sent on its way through the pneumatic tubes, and we'll be here shortly. So, Trant, statistics and testing. Mm-hmm. That sounds super boring. Can you make it not boring?
No.
Oh, okay, so we're all correct in assuming that it's boring.
Yeah. Lots of math.
Okay.
Numbers.
Slide rules or anything like that?
Sure.
Oh.
Computers, a little bit.
Measuring tapes.
Yep. Yep. Sextants.
What's a sextant?
You don't need to.
Okay. Bunsen burners.
No, not so much fire.
Oh, okay.
That's too interesting.
Beakers.
No.
No glassware.
No. Chalkboards.
Chalkboards,
yeah,
sure.
We got chalkboards. Lots of equations on the chalkboards.
Mm-hmm.
We got one of those card punch computers.
That's an antique.
Yeah. But, you know, it has fidelity that modern computers just don't have.
Yeah. Tell me about it, huh? Tell me about it. Technology, right, Ken?
Yeah.
So, Trant, what kinds of stuff are you testing every day? What's a...
Things.
But to what end? Why does Unwinnable need all these numbers? There must be a reason.
I like those machines you guys have that, like, punch the cards.
Well, that's the punch computer.
Those are cool.
Yeah. Oh, they go hand in hand, kind of.
They're pretty neat.
Very satisfying. Now, tell me about the testing that needs to happen in order for me to become a board of director. Like, I was told that there would be intelligence tests, physical tests. What are we talking about here?
Have you been to the cave yet?
I walked past it, and I started to go inside it, and I got scared. So, I'll do that later this week, I think.
Well, you need to fast.
Fast. Ooh.
You need to prepare yourself in mind and body.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you the decoction that you need to ready yourself for the cave, and then the cave will test you.
Ooh. Okay. So this is like a spirit quest.
Well, I didn't say that.
A vision quest.
I didn't say that either.
A cave test.
It's a
cave test. It's okay. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Cave
story. Things happen.
How long do I have to fast for? I found fasting to be very hard.
3 days.
Hmm.
It gets you in the right, gets the body and the mind aligned.
Oof.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Hey, at least we're not asking you to do algebra, right?
That's true. I'm really not great at math. Algebra specifically. Like, when I was in school, it'd be algebra. You'd do this whole equation, and they'd be like, x equals 3. And you're like, so what?
Who cares?
Yeah. Or when there were two different like, y equals 3n, and then, you're just like, yeah, what do we do this for?
What the fuck is n?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I mean, I appreciate that somebody should know how to do it. It was way over my head.
Numbers are a lie, man.
It's fun when you have to pour the alcohol over yourself.
Ken, I'm going to ask you to hold on a second, because Trant just said something very interesting. Numbers are a lie.
I didn't say that.
You didn't just say that?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, weird. I guess my ears are lying to me. Something's a lie. Trant, so the cave's going to test me mentally as well as physically?
The cave is different for everybody.
Oh, cool. Ooh, that now makes me feel... I don't want to know what the cave's going to show me. I've got, some dark stuff going on.
Yeah, can't wait for you to go down there.
And so if
we have a whole incinerator for the folks to try and go in the cave.
A whole incinerator for the folks who try and go in the cave. I'm going to have to add that to my list for liability insurance. Thanks for letting me know. It's going to add a couple hundred thousand to our fucking costs.
Well, I mean, you can't just hold all those personal effects out. You just gotta burn them.
Mm. So it's efficiency. Mm. Great. Now, my concern here is that I'm going to go into this cave to be tested, and I still don't get the board of directors seat. How do I make sure that doesn't happen? Can you guys, juke the...
I would just watch Empire Strikes Back again.
Oh, okay, yep.
The scene with Yoda in the,
of course,
the cave.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of the same thing.
It's what I've been thinking about.
That'll get you through.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be great.
He don't got this.
Earlier this kind of mockery and laughter would have upset me, but I'm telling you, ever since I read my contract, it's like water off of a duck's back. It's fine. It's totally unaffected. Doesn't bother me at all. The scene, though, that the scene you're referencing in Empire Strikes Back used to freak me out when I was little.
Oh, yeah, me too, man.
When that face is, like, the obviously, like, mannequin head of Luke, like,
yeah,
inside
but,
the...
Yeah, but, like, it never looked enough like Luke to
it
be,
didn't.
Like...
Right, you're just... It's... I think I remember being a kid and being like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's like some dude.
Yeah, see?
Trant knows.
It was really weird. And just also, beheading somebody, that's tough.
I mean, it happens.
Certainly, it happens.
A lot. Around here.
Maybe, right, I'm just saying, no more than twice for me, but...
Sub levels.
I haven't gone down to the archives yet. Have you gone down to the archives, Trump?
Oh, piles of heads.
Oh, man. But hey, oh, yeah. Catalog, though, I assume.
Shit, Ken, can you edit that out?
Yeah,
in
yeah,
post?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right.
Guys, I'm on the same page now. I got you. Keep it cool. All
right.
We're all on the same page. We're all having a good time. Trant, how long have you worked for Unwinnable?
17 years.
Whoa. Huh. I feel like that might predate Unwinnable itself.
I mean, it depends on if you believe in, like, the linearity of time.
Like, ooh, that's a good point.
I started in 2013. 2014, it was June, because it was really hot. But then...
June of 2014.
So that...
The heat.
That's 13. So that was
right.
3 years ago. But then... Does he know about the thing that's on the sub level? Ken?
I don't think so.
No.
I haven't been to the archives yet, so...
I've only worked here 3 years.
Oh, okay. Revise your previous answer.
He only has a basic contract.
Listen. Guys, can we stay on point here? There's a board of directors seat that's open. I want it.
He doesn't know about the board of directors, does he? Like what they really are.
Okay. You know, this whispering. There's some. You're doing something with my headphones.
Listen, I
you're phasing in and out.
I just came up here for Chinese food. You know, they told me you were the guy who takes the Chinese orders. I that's all I need. I need to get the food. My lunch break is almost over.
I invited you to be a guest on the show, Tron. I didn't just invite you to give me a Chinese food order.
Well, I mean, that's your job is to take the Chinese food orders.
It's part of. I'm the general counsel of Unwinnable. Part of my job is taking all of the Chinese food orders for anybody who wants Chinese food in the office building. But I'm the head attorney.
I just think that it's a little unfair you asking me these questions when I just came up here to get my lunch.
Fair enough. What's your favorite thing about...
Can you make sure they put some duck sauce in the bag? Thanks for reminding me about the Chinese food.
I'm asking him the last few questions.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Duck sauce, hold on.
You'd think you'd have it in like a drawer up here. So people could just take what they need.
Oh, that's a good point. Thanks, Trump.
I told him where he used to keep his alcohol, that little cart over there. He should put like forks and knives and hot mustard.
He had
and
a bar in his office.
You believe that? Terrible.
We've already dealt with this. Standards and practices, guys. Trump, what's your favorite thing about working at Unwinnable?
The angles.
No. A lot of angles. Ooh, that reminds me of another thing. This liability insurance is... Okay, the art installation that is the escalator that just does not go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So, and as you go up...
Well, it does.
But there's nothing at the top of it.
Cool.
And so there's the sign as you go up. It's like, turn around now. Like, you know, you have to start realizing that you should be running back down the other way.
Well, yeah, but you need you're not approaching it from the right angle.
Oh, there's a right way to do it. Mm. Let's work on this in testing and statistics. Okay? Can I come down for, like, practice sessions?
No.
How, do you have a booklet I could look at?
No.
Is there any kind of, like, fitness app I can do? Any kind of yoga program I can start?
Oh, man, is my Chinese food here yet?
Okay, Trant.
I don't even like Chinese food, but I like the little fried chicken that they got, and the sweet and sour chicken. It's, like... What's that sauce? Is it like high C in there? It's always so bright red.
That's been Trunt.
Fortune cookies, too.
Fortune cookies. They always bring fortune cookies, Ken. You don't have to ask for
Why
fortune
are you still
cookies.
Writing the order down? I thought you sent it already.
I have to amend it. Do you know how hard this is going to be?
You'll never get your food, Trunt. Sorry.
I'm going to be so late.
I cannot say anything about duck sauce if you want. I could just not write it down. We could just hope.
I don't need duck sauce. Ken needs duck sauce.
I could go without it.
You know, I was feeling great about this show when I came in today, and at the end, I am just as frustrated as always. Thanks for nothing, Trant. I didn't get really any information I need and to become the next board of director of Unwinnable, so you're useless. But thanks for coming by. We had some nice...
What do you mean, board of director? That's like the worst English ever.
The board of directors.
You want to be a board of director?
I want to be
you
a director.
Said that, but
on the board of directors.
But that's not what you said. You said, I'm trying to be board of director.
Oh.
He's got a point.
Yeah, I'm spacing out here. I'm trying to end the show. I'm thinking about what fucking Chinese food people are getting.
Well, I'm just saying, you're bad at math. You're bad at words, too. I don't know why you're here.
Actually, you know, it makes sense that you're so...
He's a friend to somebody.
It makes sense you're so judgmental because you are in statistics and testing.
He grew
so
up
you're
with Stu.
Constantly evaluating people. I'd assume. You must do this all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly pointing out people's flaws.
Cataloging them even.
Oh. This guy's a creep. I'm done with this. Okay. Thanks for coming, Trant. We all had a good time. Ken, you did a good job too.
Wait a minute, where's my food?
It's coming. We'll send it down to you somehow. The pneumatic tubes can just maybe deliver.
Are you ever going to apologize to Ted?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Next
Ted Goldman?
Ted Goldman.
Oh,
isn't
man,
he the best?
This guy's so good. He's just such a nice guy.
He's so cool. But last,
I do owe him an apology.
I don't even want to get into it, Tron. Ed's just...
I owe him an apology. Next step, I will make amends with Ted Goldman.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Unwinnable's Office of the General Counsel. Don't forget, of course, to subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly. It comes out every month, and it's super awesome, so you should
check that. I think the food is here. Can we get the food? I think that was the food.
Trent, you go get the food. I'm done with you. You can leave. Yeah, storm out here. Yeah, damn. Very mature. Very mature, Trent. Very mature. So, thanks for listening to the Office of General Counsel. Somebody's going to have to fix that after we get done with this. Ken, great job.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly. Subscribe to the show. Whatever. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.